Now, I wanted to bring something to your attention that I... Look, I'm just going to put this straight out there. I'm anticipating you're just going to rip me to shreds about this.
Well, put it to me.
Okay. Well, I think social media is making women poorer, as in have less money. Making
That's a
them
sweeping
spend,
statement.
Making them spend more money, okay? So this weekend I've got my mate's Eddie's 40th, okay? It's at the races. So I need something to wear, obviously. Most, like I've said to you before, about 98% of my wardrobe doesn't fit me. Okay.
So it's an excuse to go to the shops.
I've got from size 8 to size 14, basically. Yeah. Yes. So I went to the shops the other day and I sent a photo of the dress that I was trying on to my girlfriend, Mon.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, well, just wear. Why don't you just wear that really nice dress that you wore to the races, you know, on the zinc race day.
Oh, race day. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, oh.
Actually, that was good with the heels and the air. It really looked good.
Thank you. Thank you. And I thought to myself, I can't wear it again. I've literally just worn that to the races. You know, it's on Instagram, on the Zinc page, on my page. And I'm thinking, oh, everyone's just going to be going, oh, that old chestnut.
No, they're not.
She's pulled that out again.
They're not going to be saying that.
So I was discussing this with the woman at Seed. Her name's Alison. She's a lovely lady. She was helping me the other day. And I said, you know, I know that this is first world problems and everything, but I just feel like I can't wear the same dress again, you know, because I was whinging to her. I was trying things on. None of them were working. And I said to her, the tragic thing is I've got a perfectly fine dress at home. Mind you, I've probably outgrown that.
And you're there talking to the lady at the shop and you're almost talking yourself out of buying it anyway because you know you've got something good at home.
No, well, that's it.
And so why do you need to go and buy something else?
Well, that's it. I said to her, I said, you know, is it just me or do other people? And she said, no, she feels exactly the same. Now because of Instagram and Facebook and some, it's not even necessarily you, but someone else will take a photo and it's like everyone's like, oh, she's wearing that again. You know, and I know I shouldn't care.
It must be a girl thing because seriously, blokes don't give a toss. You can wear the same suit for, well, Carl Stefanovic proved it a couple of years ago that you can wear the same suit for a year and no one's going to say a thing.
Yeah, and that is really annoying about being a woman. You know, this morning on the Daily Mail, you know, demure Duchess Kate Middleton recycles black military-inspired coat. Now, it says the last time she wore that was in 2017.
And yet people knew.
And this is a headline. Now, I'm not, I really am not comparing myself to the Duchess.
All right.
But this is, I realise it's a first world problem, but it's just annoying me. I feel like I need to find a group of women that are my size, my shape, you know, that are trying to hide their gut. I need a particular shape of dress, you know, with the same taste.
You know girdles can hold it in and get that waist smaller?
I've tried and don't worry, I've got plenty. But, you know, the other thing is you need to find women that have the same taste in clothing. It's no good me finding a bunch of girls that are into pinks and florals.
You need
that's
basic black, do you?
Yes. Black, grey, white, khaki, that's about my repertoire. So.
Look, you're blowing up about nothing. Seriously, again, only a bunch of mates on Insta are going to worry about you wearing the same dress. But really, I mean, they're probably going to be proud of you for recycling. You can actually champion that and say, like Kate, I'm recycling this old dress in the interest of saving the planet, the environment. You know, really, Ali, it's not a big deal.
I know.
It's not.
You want to mix it up a bit. Maybe I might have a bit of, you know, hangover from Steve, my ex-hubby, love him. I remember I had this black dress once and I wore it everywhere. This is before I had Instagram or Facebook. And I remember one day we were going to this wedding and he goes to me, oh, you're wearing the black one again. You're wearing the black dress again. And he is not the sort of person to care at all about that stuff, but I thought, wow, if Steve's commenting on me wearing the same black dress, obviously
maybe he was being supportive.
I need to move this number on.
Yeah, blokes really don't care. But anyway, what do you ask the Zinc family?
Well, I mean, should I be worried about this? Do I just need to stop whinging and wear the same dress?
Yeah, stop. You know what? Ali should stop whinging. Zinc family, agree with me. 1-300-891-929. There's no issue here.
Well, is this a real problem? Do other women struggle with this? Caroline, is this something you struggle with? What should I do?
I think you should stop whinging personally and thinking of flying you-know-what about what you wear.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, so what if her friends notice it was worn at the race day? I mean, who's going to know at this time?
I don't have one girlfriend that would carry on about me wearing the same thing over and over again, and I wouldn't about them either, because at the end of the day, there are far more important things going on in life than to worry about what you're actually wearing. As long as you're comfortable, who cares?
Exactly. Look, I can tell you right now, none of my girlfriends would give one rat's you-know-what about what I'm wearing. wearing. It's just me about going, oh, God, can I have the same thing, you know? Or do you have to wait until there's enough Instagram photos till it's not on the same front page?
Well, here's a thought. Don't use Instagram.
Yeah. I know. I
dress for comfort. I don't care. I've never been a slave to fashion.
Yep.
For example, at my son's 21st birthday a number of years ago, it was an 80s theme and I'm in jeans and a T-shirt and everybody said, well, what are you wearing? You know, why are you dressed up like I am? Because that's what I wore in the 80s, jeans and T-shirt.
Yeah, see, there you go. Carolyn said
nice
it all.
Nice work, Carolyn.
Jenna, hello.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Jenna. Do you struggle with this?
I do, but I think as a woman, it's natural. We feel like we're probably always being judged and picked on and whatnot, but I was going to say, if you really love your dress and you're really confident in it and you like it and it fits well, change up your accessories to make it feel like it's something different.
Pink fascinator, yeah.
Yes, great.
Yeah, change the whole lot, necklace, earrings and whatnot. Yeah, that way you can keep on wearing it.
Yeah, good girl. Look, at the end of the day, this dress hides a multitude of sins, so it's staying in the repertoire, I can assure you.
I love that. Phil's going to weigh in. Oh, Phil's a man. Hello, Phil. Weighing as a bloke on this.
Hey, yo, mate.
Excellent.
Hey, Phil.
G'day, darling. You, I want to talk to.
Come on, lay it on me. Serve it up.
Honey, you're talking about wearing something to some turnout you're going.
Yep.
Darling, apparently you wore a really, really nice outfit at the races.
Yep.
Darling, why not wear something that you've already worn? It's not going to hurt anybody. If anybody complains, tell them to go and buy you a new outfit every time you want to go out.
That's it.
You're not a bloody millionaire.
Exactly. Well, I would love to find a group of women that are my same size and we could all just share what we want. And I can tell you, I'll be wearing this dress again. I just thought, do I need to, you know, mix it up?
No, Phil's on your side.
First world problems,
yeah, good on you,
I
Phil.
Know.
Hey, who we got here?
Good morning. I'm Tanya. How are you?
We're wonderful, Tanya. How are you? And do you struggle with this situation?
Oh, look, Ali, you made me laugh. I've just turned 50 and when you said you went from a size 8 to a size 14, I know it happens in the blink of an eye. So I feel you just be yourself. If you want to wear your dress, surely by our age we've got the right to do what we want. And my point would be, do you wear a uniform to work, Ali?
No, but you know what? I pretty much do. Yeah. Bilko will attest.
Yeah, black shirts all the time,
yeah,
black pants.
Yeah, black shirts. It's either black khaki or jeans.
Yeah, because what I was saying, I wear a uniform, but I've got friends that don't have to wear a uniform, and the agony of trying to pick what they need to wear, I just was so blessed that I don't have a profession where I have to work out my wardrobe. Yeah. But I was wondering if you had, if you had to just get up every day and go, what am I going to wear today?
Yeah,
but,
I do.
No, she doesn't put that much thought into it.
No,
okay.
I haven't sorted out. I haven't unpacked everything at home too, so I'm recycling about five things. But you know what? I'd love to invent something for women, just like the men have. Men just have the same suit. They might have two at the most, and they wear the same thing all the time. I want to invent something equivalent for us women.
I think we should start it and feel comfortable in your skin. And no matter what you're going to wear, beautiful, you're going to look fantastic.
Go the sisterhood. Thanks, Tanya. Right.
Yes, thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Sync Family.
See what... I knew
I'm staying
that
out
you
of
would
this.
Just absolutely give it to me about this, but I don't care.
Anyway, you'll decide what you want to wear for the weekend. We want the Insta-proof, okay?
Whether you go something new or... No, this is the new me. I'm not posting anything because then I can just wear the same dress 10 times in a row.
Copping out.